Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Bull Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Bull Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Bull Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, in football news, Alex Smith says that he has no hard feelings when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers. That doesn't mean he wouldn't like to play well tonight. Smith will be leading the Kansas City Chiefs into Arrowhead Stadium for the first time as their starting quarterback against his former team. Smith had resurrected his career in San Francisco before getting hurt last season. When he was healthy enough to return, he found that he had lost his job to Colin Kaepernick, and then he had to watch as Kaepernick led the 49ers to the Super Bowl. Smith was traded to the Chiefs in the offseason, and now he wants to show the 49ers what they discarded, even if he says the split was amicable. Elsewhere in NFL news, Michael Vick was nearly flawless. Nick Foles looked sharp, and the Philadelphia Eagles quarterback competition remains close. Vick and Foles each led the Eagles to touchdown drives in a 14-9 victory over Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Vick, the four-time Pro Bowl pick, has the statistical edge over Foles, the second-year pro, but Coach Chip Kelly hasn't given any indication that he's leaning toward one over the other. Elsewhere in preseason play last night, Baltimore beating Atlanta 27-23. Cleveland downing Detroit 24-6. Chicago outscored San Diego 33-28. In other NFL news, Tom Brady was back at practice wearing a knee brace just a day after hurting his knee. The Patriots quarterback jogged from sideline to sideline with his teammates at the start of practice. Brady sprained his left knee about midway through Wednesday's practice. It isn't known if he'll play Friday night when New England and Tampa Bay meet in an exhibition game. The Patriots cut veteran wide receiver Michael Jenkins. A day after moving atop Pittsburgh's depth chart at running back, Steelers rookie Le'Veon Bell's status is in doubt for Monday night's preseason game against the Washington Redskins. Bell aggravated a left knee injury during a training camp practice on Thursday. New Orleans Saints coach Sean Payton says veteran linebacker Jonathan Vilma has traveled to Philadelphia to have arthroscopic knee surgery. Vilma has had numerous surgeries on his left knee during the past two seasons, and there's no timetable right now for his return. Mark Sanchez has a chance to take the lead in the New York Jets' tightly contested quarterback competition. The team has announced that Sanchez will start over rookie Geno Smith for the preseason home game against the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Jags coach Gus Bradley says Blaine Gabbert will get the started quarterback for his team against the Jets. Gabbert is battling Chad Henne for the starting job. Defensive end Antoine Applewhite has signed with the Miami Dolphins after he endured an injury-plagued 2012 season with the Carolina Panthers. Applewhite has appeared in 48 NFL games with the San Diego Chargers and the Panthers, starting 17 of them. He was slowed by knee and hamstring injuries last year and played in only five games. Well, the final hurdle to testing players for HGH this season apparently involves the NFL and the union agreeing on whether Commissioner Roger Goodell will hear appeals for violations other than a positive test. That's according to a person who works for the league. The person sent an email Thursday to the Associated Press to update the status of negotiations between the league and the NFL Players Association. The league and the union first paved the way for HGH testing in the 10-year collective bargaining agreement that they signed in August of 2011, but they've been arguing over the fine points ever since. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Bull Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In baseball, Matt Carpenter had four hits and scored the winning run on Matt Holliday's single in the 12th inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-5 on Thursday for their second extra inning triumph over the National League Central leaders in 3 days. The Cards took 2 of 3 in the series to pull within 2 games of the sagging Pirates, who have dropped 5 out of 6. St. Louis won 4-3 in 14 innings in the series opener Tuesday. Rookie Kevin Segrist, the St. Louis seventh pitcher, struck out 2 in a perfect 12th inning against the heart of the Pirates' order. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco beat Washington 4-3, Cincinnati 2-1 over Milwaukee, and the Mets beat San Diego 4-1. In the American League, Prince Fielder homered for the first time in 3 weeks, hitting a 2-run shot in the first inning to help the Detroit Tigers to a 4-1 win over the Kansas City Royals. Andy Dirks added 2 doubles and 2 singles for the AL Central leading Tigers, who took the opener of this 5-game series with third-place Kansas City. The Royals have lost 3 in a row after a 17-3 stretch that put them in contention for a postseason spot. Detroit's Anibal Sanchez allowed a run and 7 hits over 7 1/3 innings. Bruce Rondon finished the 8th, and Joaquin Benoit pitched a hitless 9th for his 16th save. Jeremy Guthrie allowed 4 runs and 13 hits in 7 innings in the loss. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the Angels beat the Yankees 8-4, Oakland over Houston 5-0, Toronto beat Boston 2-1, Tampa Bay over Seattle 7-1, Minnesota beat the Chicago White Sox 4-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Sacramento downed the Iowa Cubs 9-1. Fresno beat the Omaha Storm Chasers by a 6-1 final. In other baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals will purchase the contract of one of their top prospects, second baseman Colton Wong, from AAA Memphis prior to today's game at Chicago. Outfielder Adrian Chambers was optioned to Memphis after the Cards beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in 12 innings on Thursday. The 22-year-old Wong was a first-round draft pick and the 22nd overall pick in 2011. He was batting .303 in 107 games at Memphis with 21 doubles, 8 triples, 10 home runs, and 20 stolen bases. Matt Carpenter has had a breakout year at second base and in the leadoff spot, leading the National League with 48 multi-hit games and 40 doubles, but he can also play corner outfield spots and third base. By the way, you can catch that Cubs-Cardinals game this afternoon here on KJAN. We'll have it for you live, starting with the first pitch at 3:05 this afternoon. A person familiar with the deal says the New York Yankees have signed free-swinging corner infielder Mark Reynolds. Reynolds was released by the Cleveland Indians last week after a month-long slump. Reynolds will provide a right-handed bat to back up lefty-swinging Lyle Overbay at first base and could spell Alex Rodriguez at third. Reynolds hit .301 with 8 homers in April, but just 187 since. He went .098, 5 out of 51 with 1 RBI in July. Overall, Reynolds is hitting .215 with 15 homers and 48 RBIs. Well, Major League Baseball is expanding its video review process next season, giving managers a tool that they've never had. Managers will be allowed 1 challenge over the first 6 innings of games and then 2 after the 7th inning until the end of the game. Calls that are challenged will be reviewed by a crew in Major League Baseball headquarters in New York City, which will make the final ruling. The proposal is to be voted on by the owners in November. A 75% vote is needed for approval, and the Players Association and the umpires would have to agree to any changes to the current system. Atlanta Braves president John Schuerholz, a member of the replay committee, says the umpires are receptive to the change. Schuerholz says 89% of incorrect calls made in the past will be reviewable. In golf, Chris Stroud and Ross Fisher each shot 6 under 64 to share the first-round lead in the Wyndham Championship. 8 players, defending champion Sergio Garcia, Matt Jones, Robert Garrigus, Jordan Spieth, Trevor Immelman, Morgan Hoffman, Patrick Reed, and Andrew Swoboda, are all just 1 shot back. John Senden and Stuart Appleby were among 5 players at 66 at the final tournament before the PGA Tour's playoffs begin next week. And the 13th Solheim Cup matches start on Friday between the United States and Europe at Colorado Golf Club. The European women posted a 15-13 win over the Americans 2 years ago, although the U.S. holds an 8-4 advantage all time in that women's golf series. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.